Since the 19th of June, 1865, what's come to be known as Juneteenth, the holiday has spread through communities in the United States as a day celebrating the belated liberation of Black people in America, as well as a time to reflect on continued inequity. This year, the holiday is receiving heightened attention amidst the nationwide protests against racist police brutality and inequality.
I think Alaskans like to think that we are different than the lower 48, but the reason why Alaska Studies is mandatory in schools is because of racist attacks on Alaska Native people in the late part of the 20th century.
That's Katie Ringsmith, the historian and director of the NN Cannery History Project.
Racism absolutely still exists. And, you know, you see the kind of systematic racism, even in just how we speak about rural versus urban. However, it's also important to recognize that Alaska is going to pass an anti-discrimination act in the 1940s, 10 years before Brown v. Board of Education.
Of course, the legislature initially failed to pass an anti-discrimination bill in 1943. Elizabeth Paradovich, a Tlingit leader, championed another version of the bill 2 years later in 1945. Bristol Bay's salmon industry in the 1800s was predominantly Alaska Native and white. Most of the cannery workers were Chinese until the Chinese Exclusion Act in the late 1800s, when Chinese people's ability to work in the U.S. was severely restricted.
So African American story is really about the power of African Americans' purchase of canned salmon.
Ringsmith says that the American South was a large market for Alaska canned salmon. That marketing was overtly racist. Some salmon labels even referenced slavery. And there were also more insidious forms of racism.
You know, in those days, they kind of put the bad cans off to the side. And those were sold in markets in, you know, African-American communities. So the lesser brands, the brands that were not considered high-end, were made and targeted to the African-American communities. And we're talking, this is back in the turn of the century.
Ringsmith says the numbers of Black workers in Bristol Bay canneries was very low.
But nevertheless, there's a photograph of a cannery crew, which I think is Diamond J, if I'm correct. And you look at the faces of the crew, and this is probably the early 1930s when this photo was taken, and it is a multicultural story. Alaska canneries were places of discrimination, racism, and then later when women come onto the scene, sexism. They're also sites where you see change occur, too.
Ringsmith says that minority communities in the canneries levied lawsuits that forced change in the discriminatory practices of the plants in the 1970s. In other areas of Alaska during the late 1940s, contributions of Black Americans in the military to the Alcan Highway helped convince President Truman to integrate the troops, even as restrictive covenants in some Alaska cities barred Black people from purchasing homes in certain areas. Ringsmith ultimately sees historical projects like the NN Cannery Project as a way for people to learn about Alaska's history of diversity and growth.
And again, you have these, you know, places, you know, our military bases. We have neighborhoods that are some of the most diverse in the nation. We have industries that, you know, like the fishing industry, that's multinational, that transnational, if you will. Even the salmon, you know, come from all over the world. So how can we use that, you know, to empower ourselves? And I think that's really the question. And that's, at the end of the day, what the NN Cannery Project hopes to do.
Alaska State Senator L.V. Gray Jackson announced today that she will propose legislation next year to designate the 19th of June as a state Juneteenth holiday. Alaska currently designates the third Saturday in June as Juneteenth. Senator Gray Jackson said, quote, "Establishing Juneteenth as an official day of recognition in Alaska not only acknowledges the wrongful enslavement of African Americans, but also recognizes there is still a lot of work that needs to be done in this country to establish equity for all Americans." In Dillingham, I'm Sage Smiley.